Go for it.
Chris and Ruff Ruff. Mm-hmm. What the net holding? I'll name him Chris. Chris is walking downstream in the puddles. He's all happy walking down the puddle, and he found a frog on the, what is that?
Pond.
Lily pad. So he runs down the stream and tries to catch the frog, but the frog looks upset. Oh no! He fell down the stream. His pants fell down. Ruff Ruff's in there trying to get up. And he looks way too shy. They two look so grumpy and he looks lonely. So he's blind with the pail on his head, covering his eyes, trying to catch the frog, and the frog jumps over the pail. The frog is on the log, happy, and Chris and the boy are walking down there. Chris is in the water, swimming, and the frog is on top of the log. Chris is trying to catch the frog, but he couldn't. So he got it, and Chris and the frog looked too scared, and the dog was too mean. And the frog's upside down, and the dogs on the log got caught in the net. They were both sitting on the log, and he was still in the net. He was on the rock, looking too grumpy. So the boy and Chris waved bye, and he was lonely sitting on the rock. So they walked home and found a frog. They looked too grumpy, and footprints, the dog's footprints. And the frog is right there. And trees and branches everywhere. Branches, he looks all lonely with nobody there. Footprints, footprints, footprints. Footprints, footprints. There's the couch, the pictures, and he's gonna go in the door. And then the pail with water in it spilt, and Dog and Ruff Ruff were taking a bath. And he found an idea. So he was sitting on the floor, and then he jumped in the bathtub. And they all lived happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.